This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Since it's quiet around here today, I've been doing a little online shopping in my downtime. And poking around on the internet, I wound up on the Walmart website where I noticed they were touting products made in the USA. And also, made in the USA with imported parts. Marketplace's Adrian Hill checked out what those labels really mean.
Let's start things off with a little Demi Lovato. Who knows, just like retailers out there is something fundamentally appealing about products, love, whatever.
Made in America is a very important consideration for many Americans.
Michelle Amazine is a professor of advertising at Rider University. There's a perception, she says, that things made here are better quality and that buying them will help keep jobs in the country.
It is a very powerful label.
But if you want to put it on your product, you better mean it. Julia Solomon Inzor is an attorney with the FTC, which has a riveting 37-page document outlining the standard.
If a marketer wants to make an unqualified made in the USA or other U.S. origin claim, then the marketer needs to have substantiation that that product is actually all or virtually all made in the USA.
That means a lovely lamp that is assembled in the U.S. with American-made brass, an American lampshade, but an imported base doesn't count. Bonnie Patton heads truthinadvertising.org.
A lot of companies try and wordsmith their way around the law, for sure.
Like designed in the USA, made with U.S. labor, made in the USA with imported parts. So, Lizzie, if you want something truly, fully made in the USA, you're going to need to read those patriotic labels real closely. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.